Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi guys, today we are going to talk about setting boundaries. It is crucial that you set boundaries for your life and the people you allow in it. A lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. So what can you do if someone doesn't respect your boundaries? I am going to share with you my 10 steps for setting boundaries. Step number one. Identify your boundaries and be clear about your needs. Know this yourself before you communicate them to others. Step number two. Communicate your boundaries or expectations in a clear, calm, and consistent manner. There is no need to overexplain, blame, or become defensive. Just stick to the facts. Step number three, accept that there are people who won't accept your boundaries, regardless of what you do. It may be disappointing, but you will need to decide if you want to continue with this relationship or not. You can't change someone else's behavior, but you can choose to take a step back from the relationship. Step number four, if your boundaries are not respected, obviously, take action. Don't let it just be. Don't accept it. Step number five. Take a step back. Taking a step back is a shift away from trying to control people and situations. This doesn't mean that you don't care about this person. It means that you are taking care of yourself and being realistic about what you can do in this scenario. When we detach, we stop trying to change others in order to get the outcome that we want, and instead remain true to ourselves. Step number six. You can detach from a narcissistic or toxic person in the following ways. Number one, physically leaving a dangerous or uncomfortable situation. Number two, responding in a different way. Instead of taking something personally, you can make a joke out of it. This changes the dynamic of the interaction. Number three, avoid spending time with them, and that's obvious. Number four, letting them make their own decisions and face the consequences of their choices. Not giving advice if not asked, that is a good one. And avoid participating in arguments and taking a step back from an unproductive conversation. These are all great things that you can do if you're dealing with a narcissistic or toxic person. My tip number seven of setting boundaries is limit or eliminate all contact. Sometimes the only way to protect your energy from toxic people is by limiting or eliminating all contact with them. This isn't to manipulate or punish them, it's self-care for yourself. Step number 8. If someone is hurting you emotionally or physically, you owe it to yourself to put some distance between you and this person. You don't have to have a relationship with a colleague, family member, partner, or anyone who makes you feel bad about yourself. If it's someone you can't avoid and have to see at a family or at a gathering, you can still be civil but keep a polite and formal distance. Focus on talking to other people, and if you have to engage in a one-to-one conversation with that person, keep it very top line. Talk about something generic. Don't share anything about yourself so you don't let them in. Step number 9, and I say this again and again, find a new tribe. The people you choose to have around you lift and support you, not leave you feeling confused, angry, anxious, or depressed. And my step number 10 to set your boundaries is have a regular 5-minute meditation practice. There are a lot of different meditations that you can find on YouTube or apps that focus on gratitude and acceptance. Especially gratitude ones will make you appreciate what you have and defocus a little bit from the boundaries that you don't have with a specific person. Meditation will encourage you to focus on the things that you are grateful in life, as well as accepting a current situation. It can help in taking away or calming powerful emotions so you can feel more zen about it. Talking things out with a therapist can also really help. And remember, setting our boundaries should take priority over being popular, and it is crucial for our sanity.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.